It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
And you have about, what, 7 or 8 candidates left? I think they're at a debate tonight. Nobody's talking about it. Everybody's watching. So it's 61% for your favorite president, me, and 10% for Rhonda Sanctimonious and 7% for Bird Brand. I watched these guys coming in. I had the thing and I was watching these guys. They're not watchable. You know, the last debate was the lowest rated debate in the history of politics.
I don't think so, but you never know. I don't know. Sometimes he gets his stats. I don't know if you know this, but he tends to speak in extremes. For more on this, let's go to Kat Timpf, co-host of Gutfeld, author of her book, You Can't Joke About That, Why Everything is Funny, Nothing is Sacred, and We're All in This Together. And she's got a bunch of live shows, including in Jacksonville, Florida, especially the WOKV fans, November 12th. On the 18th, at the Sawyer Theater in Albany, New York. We had a great affiliate up there. November 19th in Syracuse, New York. And then December 1st in Reading, Pennsylvania at Miller Center. And December 3rd at Attucks Theater in Norfolk, Virginia, WNIS. Listeners, make sure you go out there. Kat, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Kat, you usually go sleep all day and wake up right before Gutfeld tapes, right? So this really screws with your schedule.
Oh, yeah. I'm never up before noon.
Right. So to describe what's going to – when your book published, did you expect it to do this well? And you've converted that to this all a series of live shows. Are you enjoying this process?
I really, really am. Well, the book is the best thing that I've ever done, I think, and it's something I get to say because I don't have any children, so they won't be upset. So I'm really proud of it, and the live show was a lot of fun. I was at a New York Comedy Festival last night, so I did have a competing event with the debate, and it went very, very, very well. It was great. I kind of tell the story of the book with a slideshow. It's like a one-woman show, but it's very stand-up influence. So it's a funny show. Every slide kind of has a punchline. And it's, you know, really fun to see people laugh at a lot of the things that I joke about in the show, because it makes me feel like, you know, there may be hope for us.
Right. As a civilization, or you mean just me and you?
Well, both. As a civilization, I would say, because, you know, if you look at social media, if you read some of the news, it's always people are getting offended about this or that thing. And I think that that's true. But I think we need to remember that sometimes it's those extreme voices that are so loud, and it's not the average normal person. And yesterday at my show, I mean, I had a lot of different people. I mean, people who were older, people who were really, really young. And everyone's laughing at these jokes I'm making. You know, a lot of them are certainly not politically correct subject matter, we'll put it that way.
I think it's coming back, don't you, Kat?
Yeah.
I mean, don't you feel as though people are snapping out of it?
Yeah, I think people probably took it a little too far, but it's still those loud voices sometimes. And you really got to be careful because it's, you know, and by be careful, I mean, be careful not to fall for it because, you know, sometimes you can feel like, oh, no, everybody thinks this is offensive when really it's just a bunch of weirdos that spend all day on Twitter trying to take other people down.
So how would you label yourself politically? Like people always want to put you in a category. How would you label yourself?
Yeah, I'm a small L libertarian. So I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm for very, very small government. And there's neither major party that supports a government that's small enough than the one that I want to see.
So how does that relate how you view everything on a daily basis, being that it's coming at us like a hurricane?
Yeah, I think that for me, I have the benefit of kind of being able to view everything that's going on without, you know, having like a horse in the race in terms of who I'm going to vote for. I always vote third party. And it kind of gives me a less biased view when it comes to that. The bad news is that I get it from both sides. that's the bad news. But the good news is I think I can, you know, look at it, have a different perspective. And I also have a lot of friends from who have different belief systems. And I'm able to see how much we really have in common and can connect on as human beings.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
So, Kat Timpf has got a big tour date to see her on stage, and we got this huge base. Fox has a huge base in Jacksonville, so they're going to love you at the Terry Theater coming up on the 12th. When's the 12th? Is that tomorrow?
That's Sunday, because I'm in Orlando on Saturday, but that one's already sold out.
Hey, Pete, why didn't you tell me the date? You're supposed to tell me the date every day. I mean, what is wrong? I can't do everything. I can't know the date and the time. So I want you to hear, tell me if this, I know you don't get offended, but tell me if you think this is out of bounds. Cut to.
You have the likes of Nikki Haley, who stepped down from her time at the UN. Bankrupt or in debt was her family. Then she becomes a military contractor. She joins the board of Boeing and otherwise, and is now a multimillionaire. So I think that that's wrong when Republicans do it or Democrats do it. That's the choice we face. Do you want a leader from a different generation who's going to put this country first? Or do you want Dick Cheney in 3-inch heels?
All right, Mr. Ramaswamy.
In which case, we've got two of them on stage.
Mr. Ramaswamy, thank you. Governor Haley, would you please answer that?
Yes, I'd first like to say they're 5-inch heels, and I don't wear them unless you can run in them.
We got two of you on stage.
The second thing that I will say is I wear heels. They're not for a fashion statement. They're for ammunition.
So that exchange, yeah. Your thoughts.
I certainly don't find it offensive. I'm somebody who is very, first of all, I'm very anti-war. So I like the points that Vivek brought up regarding that in terms of people, you know, who are in the government and then they work for these companies, so-called defense or whatever, military companies. In terms of talking about the heels, I mean, I think there's bigger problems in the world than to get upset about that. I could see how, you know, that's something people are going to be so laser focused on. If you ever bring up anything, I mean, she's, you know, the only woman up there. If you ever bring anything up like that, people are going to want to seize on that. But for me, the more upsetting thing would be the military industrial complex. But maybe that's just me.
Right. Which is waning these days. So the thing I worry about, no matter who wins an election, if you vilify that other person, those supporters, when they lose, will feel as though the country is in the hands of an evil dictator. So I think I understand negative advertising, but don't go over the top. Well, yesterday, Hillary Clinton went over the top. Cut 19.
You know, when I was Secretary of State, I used to talk about one and done. And what I meant by that is that people would get legitimately elected, mm-hmm. and then they would try to do away with elections and do away with opposition and do away with a free press. And you could see it in countries where, well, Hitler was duly elected.
That's right.
Right? And so all of a sudden, somebody with those tendencies, those dictatorial, authoritarian tendencies would be like, oh, okay, we're going to shut this down. We're going to throw these people in jail. And they didn't usually telegraph that. Trump is telling us what he intends to do.
We need to listen to
take
that.
Him at his word.
I mean, Hitler, Trump. Come on.
And not only that, I mean, this was basically her whole. That was basically her whole campaign, and it didn't in 2016, and it didn't work. So I don't know why she can't let it go. I mean, I can't believe we're still doing the Trump Hitler thing. I really, it's so ridiculous on its face. But then it's also, you know, at a certain point, I think people are tired of hearing it.
I agree. I worry about the independents that are half involved in going, oh, my goodness, this country's over. This that evil person they've been talking about on television just won an election, and he's winning everywhere. They also said the people that follow him have a cult-like dimension to them. So there you go. Now insult his followers. Game on. So if Joe Biden can't talk, can't campaign, his policies are terrible – this is what we're going to be seeing for the next 8 months. I know personally it helps the Gutfeld show because it gives you a lot of extremely crazy things to talk about. But as an American, does it bother you?
Right. I mean, look, I think it's really horrible how polarizing people are and how polarized things are. There's also Trump supporters, like anyone else, are not a monolith. There's varying degrees of Trump supporters, right? There's people who love the guy, obviously. You know, huge supporters, love Trump. There's also people who just voted for him because they see it as a binary choice. And, you know, maybe they see Joe Biden and they're like, that guy can't form a coherent thought. I'm going to vote for the other. So it's a varying degree of a person. It's actually a diverse group of people ideologically and in other ways. And I think that people can get really frustrated when they see themselves demonized when really – these things aren't even close to accurate about them. And when you're getting demonized and you know, sort of having these things said about you for really no reason, that can make people dig their heels in even further and be less willing to listen to any anyone who's criticizing anyone for a more legitimate reason.
Cat Tiff is going to be entered November 12th in Jacksonville, the 18th in Albany, the 19th in Syracuse, December 1st in Reading, Pennsylvania, and December 3rd in Norfolk, Virginia. WNIS listeners, make sure to see there. Cat, we'll see you tonight in Gutfeld, right?
Yes, of course. I never stop.
All right. Watch her. Yeah. Watch her tonight at 10 and go see her live. Kat, thanks so much. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.